Unit 7. Recording 9. Lesson 7D. Exercise 6.
And now, in this week's edition of Talking Point, I'd like to welcome Denise Hogan, a high school teacher from Boston in the USA, and Roger Booth, a book publisher from London in the UK. Denise, you say you are worried about the way teenagers in the USA communicate today.
Yes, I am. I think there's a real problem today. Teenagers are just not talking.
How do you mean, not talking?
Well, not so long ago, chatting all day on the phone was an essential part of teenage life. Now it's all texting and instant messages, and they're losing the art of talking.
But that's the same as chatting, isn't it?
Not really. It's as if they're uncomfortable having face-to-face conversations. In fact, it's almost as if they're losing the art of talking. They're either tapping out an email or an instant message, or they're checking out what their friends are doing on Facebook. They don't speak much anymore.
Roger, you're a book publisher. What do you think? Do you agree with Denise?
Well, it's true that British and American teenagers often prefer writing to talking when they communicate with each other, so I can see what Denise means, but actually I think all this writing is very good practice for young people.
You really think so? In what way exactly?
It helps them to write fluently. Schoolwork sometimes feels a bit artificial and unreal for young people. But when they write blogs and post comments, it's good practice for learning how to express your ideas. And it's more fun because they're writing for a real live audience.
Yes, but they never think about how they are writing or whether they're spelling words correctly.
Sure, but they get immediate and real feedback from their friends. You know, they get an answer immediately. It's not like writing an essay for homework and getting it back from your teacher a week later with a few notes on it.
But in the long run, when teenagers want to get a job, they will need to know how to write grammatically and spell correctly.
Well, I can see both sides of this argument, but I'm afraid our time has run out. And I have now great pleasure in introducing Dr. Skinner, who is going to talk to us about the possible health risks of using a mobile phone. Dr. Skinner, welcome to the studio.